Good morning. Oh, yes. That seems to be the ticket. Okay, it's the second start for this morning. I'm a little bit late. It's 9:43 a.m., 2 minutes since I first started this recording. But it didn't seem to be working correctly, so I stopped it and started over. And it seems to be working. So what I did was took my old earbud, the one that doesn't fit inside my collar, and paired that to the phone, and then swapped over to the earbud rather than the stereo headphones in order to record using Bluetooth. So today is another experiment. We'll see how this goes. And Armando hasn't talked to me, so either I missed it, or Endomondo has decided it's not going to give me any updates, which is entirely possible. I've got things so screwed up on here. What does Endomondo think? Let me see if I can open the application. Well, it's been 21 minutes since I left the house, and I've gone a mile and 13 one-hundredths. So I'm guessing that first mile was not a record-breaking pace. It's not too surprising since I spent most of the walk in the first mile fiddling with the technology and not actually being on the road, being in the moment, walking along and minding my own business. So it's kind of a crappy day. Weather-wise, it's overcast, it's a little chilly, it's a little drizzly. I came out anyway because I needed to walk. I didn't walk yesterday. I took a day off. It was just not in the cards. I slept in, did chores, basically had a lost weekend, basically, for Sunday. I did go to lunch on Saturday with Ivo and Sheila D. It was great fun. It was good to get out of the house. It was good to get behind a meal that I didn't have to clean up after. And in my own duties as mess deck attendant at Casa de Lowell, that becomes a bigger and bigger deal. So I had a meal away. It was quite delicious. I enjoyed it greatly. Hi. So, what do I think about today? I don't know. I'm thinking about tomorrow is library day. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the library and write. 9 a.m. I'll be heading off to the library. It will be wonderful. That's my story. And I'm looking forward to seeing where the story goes. I can't wait for the next opportunity to sit down with it and have it show me a path. Interesting exchange of point of view. And with another writer who's put a piece up for critique, and he was shooting for one thing, and he did something very, very different than what he intended, and he didn't really understand why. And it goes back to, you can't see your own face. So if you see your face, then it's the other person's point of view. You can't see your own face. So, and I'm guilty of this myself. I try to avoid it, but it's such a common thing. I smiled is actually an action. I may need to go back and revise some of this stuff for this guy. I may have told him wrong. Smile is an action. You can't see it, but you can do it. I think that the problem that I had was that he was singing it. It was a third person. It's supposed to be close third person, and he kept swapping back and forth between the two characters. There's two characters in a scene, and he kept swapping point of views back and forth. Points of view back and forth. So the one guy would attribute intent to action. She dodged to a sushi. She tried to escape his tickling fingers. No. If it's her, you can see her step away. You can see her dodge. You can see her take an action like slap the hands away. But you can't see what she's trying to do and trying to escape or trying to evade. Those are attributions of intent and not visible to a close third. Yeah, it's a minor comment. It's one of those minor points. But it's those little things that add up over time to weaken a work, to weaken it to the point where it's no longer interesting. So that was a fun exercise last night. I got to play with that. I did some playing yesterday afternoon. I expect to do a little bit more playing today. I've got to make something good for dinner. It's kind of a cold, nasty day. I'll probably make a chicken curry. Morning. Got a couple quarts of stock in the fridge, but I'm not sure how good it is. I don't dare trust it. So I'll have to start over with fresh chicken. Problem is, I don't know how long the chicken's been in there. It's been in there a few days anyway. And I'm going to make a big pot, which means we aren't going to eat it all today, which means it's going to stick around for a few more days. Yeah, I don't dare trust it. I'll start a fresh pot. I got a pot of chili that's the same way. Started life with spaghetti sauce. I need to toss that as well, I guess. It's a little bit of sun trying to peek through the clouds. And it's pleasant walking. I wore a jacket. Monk Post. I wore a jacket, but it was too hot for the jacket. Thought I needed it for protection from the rain, but most of the rain has stopped and the sidewalks have dried up just since I started walking. Or maybe they never were wet down here. I don't know. I'm still half a mile from the house. It's funny sometimes how the rain goes here. There'll be a band of rain. Cut through the middle of town, and on either side of it, there's people are wondering why you got your wipers on. Somebody got a new roof put on, it sounds like. I don't see it, but hear the little hammers hammering. So other than that, it was a pretty low-key weekend. It was fun to see Evo and Sheila. It was a nice break in the middle of the week. Middle of the weekend, a weekend filled with chores. Yep, there they are. On the tar paper. Somebody buzzing me. I have no idea who, but I don't care. I'm not gonna try to read it. I'm gonna try to walk. Oh, red. The bushes here alongside the road have turned fallish colors. Quite sure what kind of bushes they are, but they're quite pretty and quite red. We don't get much red here in fall colors, mostly yellows. The occasional red maple. But almost all of the trees here turn yellow instead of red. Whew. Here's a sidewalk that's wet. It may be wet because they had the sprinklers going. Yeah, it's just in front of this one house. I'm hungry. Had a piece of peanut butter toast for breakfast between trips out to take the kids to school, come back, go to therapy, get groceries, come back, go for my walk. Oh, I'm still on my walk. I'm on my way home, though. I'm going to get something to eat. It's not like I can't live off stored fat for a week, but that's necessarily the most healthy way to go about it. So, yeah, I'll have about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, that I can sit when I get home. And then I'll have to go out again and pick up a kid. Monday's catch and release day at school. They bring them in, tag them, and then turn them loose again. So I'll have to pick her up at 12:20 instead of 1:30. So by the time I get back, it's not going to be worth packing up and going to the library. I'm going to put my feet up and try to get this thing posted before I forget. I'm so easily distracted that by the time I get from upstairs to downstairs, I've forgotten that I'm supposed to be posting this. At least I generally queue it for upload to my Dropbox account before I leave the garage, before I get actually into the house. So it's got its own correct name. It's got its correct setup. By the time I get to my desk, and it's already in the Dropbox by the time I sit down. In theory, there's been a couple of days where it's taken an hour or more to upload to Dropbox, which is kind of tedious. There's not much I can do about it. Wait it out. So yesterday's, or not yesterday, Saturday's experiment in using the wired headset failed because I wasn't using the wired recorder. I was using the Bluetooth recorder, and it ignored the input jack. So I think this one is working. I think this is actually going to record correctly. If it does, then I'm good. I don't need to use the wire jack, which cuts down on the wear and tear on the device, which means it'll last longer. So that was good. There's some blue sky off to the north. I don't know if it's coming this way or moving away. I didn't notice it before, so it's probably new. Greeley is odd in that quite frequently rain showers, in addition to making tiny paths through the middle of town, rain showers will evaporate over us. It's rain all around us. Thunderstorm all around us and bypass us like we're some sort of stone in the flow. I don't think we are. I think we're at 4,800 feet, almost a mile, not quite, 4,900 feet above sea level. We're pretty much in line with the rest of the plains around us, so it's not like we're in a hole or we're on a knoll. At least I don't think so. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. It's part of the human condition, I guess. So, yeah, Entomondo is not going to talk to me this morning. I'm not exactly sure why. 2 miles. 37 minutes. So 37 divided by 2 is 18 and a half. Not very good time. I don't care. I got out, I walked on a Monday. That's an achievement by itself. But on that note, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.